McIntosh County Academy Buccaneers Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Jets Pharmacy, Cunningham Jewelers, The Marketplace, and by Marshland Credit Union. And now, here's your host, Harold Webster.
Welcome to the McIntosh County Academy Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Harold Webster. This segment of the Buccaneer Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Jets Pharmacy, the Coastal Market, Marshland Credit Union, and by Cunningham Jewelers. And now joining us, the head coach of the MCA Buccaneers, Bradley Warren.
Hey, Harold.
Coach, well, this past week we played the Hurricane Bowl, is what we call it, because we had to change the schedule. Instead of playing on Friday night, y'all had to travel to Pearson on Wednesday.
That's true.
And kickoff was at 6:30 in kind of overcast but dry conditions.
End up being a 6 o'clock kickoff.
Well, yeah, and we thought it was going to be 6:30, and here they change it again. But that's okay. Y'all got done a little earlier than the 7:30 normal kickoff.
I wouldn't recommend. Thursday games are fun. You're a little tired Friday. You got the weekend. Wednesday? That's rough in preparation and getting things. It's tough. I wouldn't recommend that to anybody.
Yeah, because you play on Friday night, and then you don't have much time to prepare, and the kids are still probably a little sore, so your practices on Monday or Tuesday are probably pretty light, just trying to get a game plan together. It's rough.
The hurricane on top of that, it was a cluster, to say the least.
Well, and then you had to travel 2 hours to Pearson to play the Atkinson County Rebels, a team that we have battled in the past many, many times and had some very good games with them.
Yeah.
But game got off to an auspicious start there, didn't it?
We didn't come ready to play on offense. We laid the ball on the ground 4 times Wednesday night.
Well, they scooped the first one.
They scooped and scored. That was the only score they had. We held them to 1 first down and 28 yards total offense on the defensive side of the ball. The offense did play well, except for the fumbles. We rushed for 371 and scored 3 times, but we did turn the ball over way too more times than we have in a long time. As a matter of fact, that may have been one of the top few times in my career I've seen us turn the ball over. And it wasn't the same kid. It was 4 different kids. I just don't think we were mentally as focused as we normally are. There's a lot of variables there that we just got to get better at.
Well, and maybe you consider some of the conditions. It's a short practice week, a long drive. The kids have the hurricane in the back of their mind, as y'all do too, and just
a lot of distractions.
A lot of distractions. Yes, yes.
And, you know, they were ripping and tugging on the ball a little better than the normal teams do, and it just didn't make for a good night in that category. I mean, once a kid, we just fumbled. It was one of those nights, but we didn't have any trouble moving the ball.
No, and I saw some of the game film and was watching closely that your blocking was continuous down the field.
And
when we were on some of these runs, they were really blocking still down the field 10 yards, and your running backs were running hard.
Yeah, we had a good game. Other than the fumbles, I told the kids it was a pretty good ball game. It was just a handful of things we had to correct, and I was really pleased with our effort. Our behavior was good. Our conduct was good on the field. We played extremely well on the defensive side of the ball. Our special teams did pretty well. We did have one punt, though, for minus 1 yard into the about a 30-mile-an-hour wind. Went up and hung a left and went out almost in the bleachers. Crazy looking, like some kid's kite going crazy.
I've seen those before.
Yeah,
minus 1 yard.
By the time he kicked, it was a big gust of wind. It went up and out of bounds, straight out of bounds. It was like someone caught the ball and pushed it out of bounds.
Well, let's see. They got the scoring off in the first quarter on our fumble. They picked it up. That good player of theirs, Tyquavius Williams, scooped it and took it back for a touchdown, and they got the 2-point conversion. And we didn't get on the scoreboard until second quarter, about 7 minutes to go, and we scored. You got the 2-point conversion.
Yeah.
Tied it up. And then with about 2 minutes left in that till halftime, we scored again on another good run and took a 14-8 lead into to halftime.
The first score was a pretty good drive. No mistakes, really. Second score, we had set up some counters, and we faked the counter, and I don't think anybody saw him. He was 30 yards down the field before the first kid was even close to him.
Oh, that was a beautiful run. This is the MCA Coaches Show with Head Coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. When I looked at that play, Coach, I thought that the player going the other way had the ball. And then all of a sudden, I saw a player coming back to the right. And of course, the defense thought the same thing. They never saw him. He was gone. I think that was Monty that scored that one. Yeah, that was a great play. And then you had one more score in the third.
And one touchdown call back. We're blocking the back, so it was a night of goofy stuff on offense, but we were, you know, like I said, we rushed for 350-plus yards, so, you know, other than just not securing the ball and a block in the back, we did well. And I think we had a couple holding calls that set us back a couple times.
Well, and you know, when you run the ball, you're going to get those kind of calls.
Yep.
And it just happens. That's football. How about your stars on offense?
We almost had three rushers at 100 yards each. Therese Campbell was 129 yards. Darius West was, I think, 101. And Demonte Stokes was at 95.
That's what I showed on the stats. That's a great night. And each one of them had a
touchdown,
too.
Andre Bacon, I think, had 35 yards on six carries.
That's good. You just distributing that ball to all the –
Yeah.
You got a lot of talent there. I saw zero passing yards. Did y'all attempt any passes?
Two.
Two.
One incomplete and one interception that hung in the wind. Should have been a touchdown on a regular night.
Well, just remember that. On the windy
nights. No, we threw three. We threw an incomplete, and we threw an interception. The interception was hung up in the wind. So he was wide open, and it went up in the wind. I told him I'd taken a timeout, or not a timeout, but I told him, I said, you're going to have to throw this quick and low. And the route we called opened later than he had probably wanted to, and then the deep route opened. So I guess he thought, I'm going to try the wind. It went up and just stopped, and they caught it. And then we missed a touchdown opportunity. We overthrew Demonte Stokes. He was wide open for a touchdown, but we missed it.
Well, at least we're trying a few passes. That'll get the distractors, make them happy that we're trying a few.
We're ready to throw it when we need to. We worked it really hard yesterday.
Well, when you rush for 371 yards, do you really need to be throwing the ball that much if you're – and I forget how many first downs y'all had. Y'all had double digits there too, so it was a great night on offense and even a better night on defense.
Yeah, defense.
Gave up 28 yards. That was
first down. You can't hardly do that if you tried.
No, you really can't. It's just amazing. Yeah. Well, they didn't. They weren't prepared for our defense, were they?
No, they weren't.
Okay, more to come on the Buccaneer Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Are you looking for a better way to bank? Hometown people that you know? Look no further than Marshland Credit Union. Marshland Credit Union is here to help, no matter if it's a mortgage, car loan, or even finding financing for that boat you've always wanted. 7 convenient locations in Glen and surrounding counties. Checking, savings, you name it. Marshland Credit Union wants to be the answer to your banking needs. MarshlandCU.com, 912-279-2000. Marshland Credit Union, a better way to bank.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy. In the Bluestein Shopping Center, Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
Welcome back to the McIntosh County Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Harold Webster. This segment brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Jets Pharmacy, and by Marshland Credit Union. Well, Coach, great win against the Atkinson County Rebels, 20-8. That improves us to 5-1. We still haven't played a region game, but we're going to be getting to that. And the Rebels fall to 2-4, and they're in the same small category in single A as we are.
In single A right now.
So we might see them somewhere down the road in the playoffs. And we've talked about some of our offensive stars. What about our defensive stars? Who were your leading tacklers?
Derek Irons was player of the week. He had 6 solo tackles, 4 assists, a sack, and a fumble recovery.
And what positions does Derek play?
He's defensive line.
Defensive line.
Yeah, defensive line had a really good night. DeAndre Bacon was solid at nose guard. He didn't let the line of scrimmage get reestablished. You know, he kept the line of scrimmage where it started. And then Tyrese Campbell had a very good outing. I think he had 5 tackles and 5 assists and a sack. So overall, it was a pretty good night for our defensive line.
It was. To only give up 28 yards and 1 first down, you had a lot of folks making tackles.
Yeah, linebacker core did well. I think the secondary had the most boring night because when the wind was in the face of the opponent, you knew they were going to run, and our front was eating them up. So linebackers all had a good night too. So really the front 8 set that tone.
That's good. Let's talk about the offensive linemen. You know, we talk a lot about the backs and so forth. So let's take a few minutes and talk about those gentlemen, because they're the ones that do the blocking that create the holes for your running backs.
Oh, yeah.
And everything. So let's start who at center.
Junior Dalton Riles there, number 58. He's a first year starter. Started on JV last year. Had a good year in the weight room, and he's becoming a pretty good centerpiece for our offense. He still has trouble identifying some fronts on occasion, but most of the time he does pretty good.
Yeah, I know Dalton, and I talked to him one time, and I asked him, you know, how he liked to play in center and on the offensive line, and he said, "Well, yeah, I'm having to learn how to block for the run and block for the pass at the same time, and sometimes it gets a little confusing, a little difficult." I said, "Well, you'll get the hang of it. You got some good coaches down there, and they'll teach you."
If he gets run, most of the time, he'll be all right.
Yes. who have you got at left guard this year?
Left guard is a first-year starter and senior, Keemon Thorpe. Keemon he had a really improved offseason. We didn't know if he would have a chance to start or not, but he worked hard in the offseason. His speed got better, and he became more physical. He still has some trouble making the actual block in space, you know, maybe at a linebacker 4 yards away, but he's doing really exceptionally well for a first-year starter.
And he's a senior?
Yes.
Has he got any plans, future plans after high school?
I don't know. Okay. I haven't talked to him about it yet.
Okay. How about your left tackle?
Left tackle is an all-region player, Danny Thomas. He's a senior. He's doing really well. He's having a great season so far.
Yep, I remember calling his name from last year. You're listening to the MCA Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. How about your right guard?
Right guard is all-region player, Daniel Rush. So our offensive line is led by 2 all-region players. Daniel is at least a 3-year starter, maybe right at 4. On the offensive line, he does a really good job at guard. He's a natural guard for what we do.
Yeah, you had his brother, Stanley, just a couple of years ago. He graduated.
Stan played left tackle for me. Did a good job as well.
Yes. And then your right tackle?
Right tackle is junior Wayne McClinathan. He's a big young man, and this is his first year starting, but he's getting better. The whole offensive line is getting better every week, including him.
He is. He was out for a few weeks with an injury, I believe.
Yeah, he's got a sprained knee.
And he's doing fine now. And he is a healthy young man. And he's just a junior?
He's a junior, yeah.
Okay. Well, you got three seniors and two juniors so far. How about, who do you play at tight end?
Play junior, 6'3", Dawson Hassler. He's a first-year starter. And
6'3"?
Yep.
We going to be able to pass to him?
Oh, yeah, he can catch.
Okay.
He thought he had his first touchdown Wednesday night, and Wynn caught it. He was wide open.
Oh, my goodness. Well, that's what happens sometimes. Who do you run at your wide receiver?
Wide receiver is a shared position. You have Blake Taylor starts, does a good job on the sets and blocking and can catch the ball as well. Then you have T.J. Reed, another senior.
Yeah.
Who comes in and relieves him. And then you got sophomore Nash Campbell, who brings a really good degree of physicality to the split end position.
That's good. That's good. We've already talked about most of your backfield, led by the quarterback, Nehemiah West, and then you've got your running core there of Ladarius West, Monte Stokes, and DeAndre Bacon. They all just do a fabulous job for you on the offensive side of the ball. Coach, we're going to ask you about your defensive players after the next game.
All right.
Probably should have done them this week since they had such an outstanding week, but the offense did too. So
yeah,
that was a dominating performance by the Buccaneers on a Wednesday night up in Pearson, Georgia. The Hurricane Bowl is what we're going to refer to that as from now on. Well, Coach, great ball game. And now we prepare for our first region contest coming up this Friday. And it's going to be homecoming at the ship.
Yeah, it's homecoming. So we're trying to get the homecoming tradition back. Miss Bethany Bryant, my wife, Miss Leslie Popple, they've all done a great job, along with some teachers and community members, of getting a homecoming parade. So we play the JV game Thursday at 4:30, and the homecoming parade starts on Blunt's Crossing and goes all the way up to the big oak tree on 99 by the middle school. We'll let everybody off there, so we'll have a homecoming parade with candy and fire trucks and floats, and that'll be pretty fun.
It will be, especially with the fire trucks there, blowing those sirens, making all kinds of noise. You'll have the football team, the coaches, probably have a big crowd. That'll be exciting. I'm glad to see that coming back. Let's put COVID behind us and move on and get back to doing the fun things.
Yeah.
Stadium will be decorated.
None of these kids ever been involved in a homecoming parade.
No.
So I'm like, man, that's kind of sad if you think about it. Half of their high school career or more has been messed up by COVID.
It has been. It's sad. It really is. But I'm glad to see things are changing. Homecoming parade used to be a thing that was a tradition, but got set aside, and I'm glad to see it's back. I really am. Well, we're going to be right back to the Buccaneer Coaches Show with Head Coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Your hometown grocer in Darien, Coastal Market Grocery Store at 5214 U.S. Highway 17. No matter if you're stocking up for the big game this weekend, getting ready to tailgate for the Buccaneers, having friends over, or just a quiet dinner at home. And now serving breakfast from 7 to 11. Be sure to check out our deli and bakery for unbeatable deals. The Coastal Market Grocery Store. Football season is here, and you know you will be tied up for the next 6 months, so why not tell her thank you for her understanding with a gift from Cunningham Jewelers. Head on down to Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick and let their friendly staff help you find that perfect gift no matter your budget. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652, or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
Welcome back to the McIntosh County Academy Buccaneer Coaches Show with Head Coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Harold Webster, and this segment is brought to you by the Coastal Market and by Cunningham Jewelers. Well, Coach, we've put the Atkinson County Rebels, I have a hard time saying it, it's a tongue twister, away, and now we've got the Jenkins County War Eagles coming to town this Friday night for homecoming. What can you tell us about them?
Jenkins County is coached by Charlie Waters. He's a longtime coach. He was there when they had some success, went on and maybe retired, went to private school route. They brought him back in. He runs an old-style Georgia Southern option, so we've had to – open up and dust the history books off on the option and get ready for that. So anyway, they do a good job. The kids are playing hard. He's got them, you know, a favorable schedule where they're 4-2. So he's doing some right things to build a program, and I know they're going to come in and play us hard, so we've got to be ready.
We have faced Jenkins counties many times. They're an old opponent, and I can remember years ago when we just wrote them as a win right off the bat. That's not the same Jenkins County anymore.
No, they've been really good the last few years. I don't think they're as talented overall right now as they have been, but the schemes that they're running make up for that. He's got them in some successful schemes, some, you know, schemes that are that work, proven. Mm-hmm. So, you know, he runs a 5-2 defense, and he runs an option-based offense, and, you know, that keeps them in the ballgame, gives them a chance to win, so we've got to really play well for Friday.
Well, they don't turn the ball over much, and they play hard-nosed football.
Yeah, the defense plays hard. They're not real big. The last two or three years, they've had some collegiate-level type players. I wouldn't sit and tell you they've got those right now, but the kids they have play really well. They move perhaps a little better than they've been moving in the past, so they've got a good football team.
How about their skilled players? Are we going to have any size, speed to them?
Their quarterback's small, but he's very elusive, runs the option, so he's tough. They got a big fullback, number 6, and another kid, I think 12, comes in and backs him up. So that's their two main threats.
Are they going to try to pound it, or are they going to try and
they run,
work a lot of counters
they
and
run,
options?
They have a counter, but they run the option mainly. They run the belly isolation, belly G series, belly yeah. option series, which is a fullback-based scheme.
Right.
And then they run
that's the old Irk Russell.
Well, the Irk Russell option stuff, they run well. So they run inside veer, outside veer, midline. And they run a counter that we're going to have to account for and work on today.
That's that counter can be very, very effective. It works for us and most teams if you just sprinkle it in there amongst the other stuff.
I had a coach tell me the other day. He said if I had to defend y'all, I would work your counter every day and not work anything else.
What a compliment! What a compliment! That's great. Well, if you watch the film on the Atkinson County game, you'll see that counter a few times in there, and it was very, very effective.
Yeah.
Of course, so was the running north and south, too.
Yeah, we heard them with a counter a couple times pretty good. And we've got a counter and a reverse and a counter isolation, so we've got 3 looks off of counter and 4 if you count DeMonte's. But.
Yeah. Well, they're going to run a 5-2 defense, so that's they're trying to counter – our running game here a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
They've
got 2 high secondary. They can roll one in the box if they want. They play 2 middle linebackers, and they play a 50 front. It's not a 3-4. It's a 50 front, and they do a good job with it.
This is the MCA Coaches Show with Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Well, how do you plan on attacking that 5-2? With the same thing we've been running, or you got anything special that you don't want to talk about on the air?
Nah, we'll just get better at what we do. I'm more worried about us right now than I'm any opponent. We've got to hold on the ball and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just work on what you to get better, not necessarily too focused on your opponent.
Well, that was disappointing on the number of turnovers we had in the last game, but at the same time, you've done pretty well in the past games on turnovers.
Yeah,
we haven't turned it over that much.
We've won the turnover battle most weeks. I think we've won it 4 out of 6 weeks, maybe 5 until Wednesday night.
Well, maybe it'll open up their eyes to that they've got to hang on to the ball.
I don't know if that opened up their eyes. It should, but yesterday during practice, they had to run the gauntlet, which is raise your feet over dummies as you ran about 10 yards, and there were 4 or 5 kids there, coaches holding dummies, trying to whack the ball out of your hand. So I know that I heard some good pops over there with those dummies.
That's good. That's good practice. That's good. Well, Coach, it ought to be another exciting Friday night, especially with the homecoming festivities and all the stuff going on. We don't have the hurricane distraction. Weather forecast right now is looking pretty good. And we got some cooler weather. I know y'all are tickled to death about that.
Yeah, it'll stop all the cramping and things like that.
Yeah. Are we 100% for Friday night?
Yeah, we are. First time since the start of the West Nassau game.
That's great. That's great. I'm glad to hear that. Well, I'm looking forward to Friday night. It's going to be an exciting ball game. with Jenkins County, and that'll be our first region contest.
Yeah,
we're getting into the region games now, so we need to get
plenty
this
of warm-ups.
Had some good ones. Well, anything else you want to tell us before we conclude this show?
No, just hope to see everybody at the ball game and the homecoming parade, and go Bucks.
All right, well, let's go Bucks, and thanks for joining us on the McIntosh County Academy Coaches Show with Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Harold Webster, and we're signing off. See you next week. Bye-bye.